Welcome to Take and Lead Podcast, providing discussion which will motivate and inspire individuals to place themselves first on their priority list. Hello, this is your host, Pamela Burkett-Jones, career strategist, certified coach, consultant, speaker, and professor. Today, my guest is Hakeem Tate. Hakeem, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Awesome, awesome. Can you tell the listeners a little bit more about you and what you do?
So my name's Hakeem Tate. I'm a third generation native Washingtonian. So that means I was born and raised right here in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. I'm just 38 years old. I graduated from Montgomery College and University of Maryland, University College. So I am college educated, as people would like to say. I am a police officer. I've been working here in Washington, D.C. for probably about 18 years, serving the community and being a vessel for people that need help and want change. On top of that, I'm also a licensed real estate agent, and I love to write books. Before I wrote books, I wrote music and, you know, lyrics for people as well. So that's a little bit about myself.
Oh, wow, Hakeem, you have done a lot. Wow, you in 38 years and you're writing books and writing music and you're a real estate agent and you're a busy police officer. Wow, you got a lot on your plate. Now, what made you decide to become fully multifaceted in working in a demanding career such as first responders, law enforcement?
Becoming a police officer was a big decision in and of itself. I started when I was about 20 years old and about 6 months or so, which was pretty much the standard back then, 18 years ago. But having that demanding career, for me, I needed a foundation. I needed something strong to stand on, something that would carry me, you know, carry me through life, and I knew I would have a constant income, which gave me a free mind to be able to be creative and move about to do the other things that, you know, I dreamt about doing. The career in itself of law enforcement has been rewarding, and doing that, I was able to help people. I don't know, something in my spirit since I was a kid, I've always wanted to help. So helping people, it's one of those things that I've always wanted to do, and that job gave me the opportunity to do that more than I could ever imagine. So,
and now I'm gonna go into it because that's my background as well, but I also mm-hmm. know what comes with it. It's, you know, it's a lot of instability and 12-hour shifts, 8-hour shifts, different changes shifts, a lot of things going on within your shift, but you've also decided to take on writing and take on, you know, your other adventures as real estate. So how do you juggle it all?
First thing grounded in my faith, understanding that there's a higher source and a higher power, and being able to pray and meditate and to really, you know, calm my spirit when I need to, so that I can actually focus on the things that I'm trying to get done. But when it comes to actually doing it, having a team is really important. My home life, you know, my wife and my kids, being on the same page with them, and just to kind of give you an example of how much of a teammate my wife is, like, I don't have to think about a grocery list or what's for dinner tonight. You know, that's not in my mindset. So that teammate, my wife, doing that gave me mental space to be able to think about other things and process other things, questions, and communicate with other people to work, to work and just kind of make things happen and to focus on, you know, other things and in business and at work. So especially with the demand and shift, you can only imagine having a kid that's in virtual school, you know, and they're changing shifts and their breaks. I swear this kid gets more breaks than I could ever have in any job that I ever had when it comes to school. So, you know, having a team is really important, and mentors, people who came before you to share mistakes that they made and successes that they made. to give you the inspiration to know that you can do the same thing. So those things are important. And,
right. And you're right. You're right. And that would have. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah. So yeah, it came. That's what came with the comfort in being able to do all those things. I had to have that team.
Now, I know with, and we're going to get into you as the author a little later on in the show, but I know you have to have some creativity, and you also have to have some balance. And you talked about your help at home, but as a person, is how you're trying to, you know, work and go to calls and handle things, but you still have to keep your creative mind. And how do you just stop? And I know, you know, just stop and think and create your other adventures that you do. How do you keep that together? And what time do you give yourself to be able to imagine and go after your dreams and goals and your desires while working?
So it first starts with, sometimes, you know, we try to do so much so fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I learned from the stories of the experiences of those people who came before me of what it was to do too much too fast. And so I took my time and focused on mastering just that one thing. So with police work, you know, the day to day, like, I had to know that I can do this job and it be almost second nature, or I feel comfortable enough to believe that it's second nature, because every day on this job is different, you know. But becoming a master at one thing before I started to do something else, you know. So becoming a master at this is kind of like second nature. So it frees my mind up to be able to think about and have creative time to process other things that I want to do, you know.
Now, how did you start becoming a master at, let's say, going for your real estate? You know, because, of course, we know you got to go to, you know, take classes, and then, of course, you got to take a test. And how did you do that, master, and still take, you know, work at home and work with your job as well?
Right. So that balance came in time management. Time management became really important when doing real estate, and dividing my time and being accountable for the time. I had read in one magazine that the president knew every, and didn't matter which president it was, but the president and his administration knew, was accountable for every 5 seconds of their day, you know, every 5 seconds. And so some of us, we don't plan our days out. But when I was a teenager, my mom made us plan our days out. And that was just, you know, by the hours, you know, and sometimes that was 3-4 hour increments. So at a very young age, I wasn't a stranger to mastering and understanding my time, you know, how to manage it and be accountable for it. So now I try to get down to the minutes, you know, what am I doing this minute? What am I doing that minute? And so I could really divide my time in a fair way to be able to be accountable and productive in the day with getting things done. So with the real estate thing, I took the test, and, you know, it's 24 hours in a day, dividing it in 3 equal parts. You got 8, 8, and 8. So if I'm doing an 8-hour job, as the fourth, then I got a whole another 8 hours that I need to divide for another job, and then another 8 hours for sleep. So when you say, well, you got 2 jobs, you know, I said, well, yeah, I got 2 jobs. So maybe I need to work only 4 hours on that second job so that I can have 4 hours for family.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just becoming a master of your time and being accountable. And that's what I had to learn to do at an early age. And I'm still trying to get better at it. I don't know if I would get down to 5 seconds a day being that accountable for what I'm doing to the seconds. But as long as I continue to push, then I become that much more productive in life and the day to day. So.
Now, what's your drive? Is this something that you're preparing for, you know, in future, or what is this something, what's your drive to do your other things that you do besides also your career in law enforcement?
So I want to create generational wealth, you know, outside of the love and care. I find myself having to have a greater level of communication because some people don't understand what you see and what you believe. What you want. And so some people will not be so close to you because something has to sacrifice. So some of the problems or obstacles or that I would get is, you know, my son who's 6 years old, he might say, "Daddy, oh, you got to go to work again," you know. So those things, and reminding myself of my mind, why am I not spending as much time as I can with him, and when do I plan mm-hmm. to? You know, he's six now, and so I tell myself, okay, cool, I'm gonna do it for another year. So at 8-7, when he may really need me, you know, 8-7 on his teenage years, when he may really need me, you know. So it's just kind of try to stay grounded and be able to communicate and be compassionate enough to understand that your loved ones miss you and they want the same time and commitment that you give your work, and creating that balance is a tough thing to do. So, yeah, I mean, it's easy to say, but to do it is really tough. And the communication and the dividing of the time has to be communicated. Hey, it's going to be a busy month this month, but next month, you know, time will be freed up and we can go travel here, we can do that. So just finding that balance and being able to communicate, that's been really the obstacle, and managing people's feelings and people's expectations of your time, you know, because everybody wants mm-hmm. a piece of your time, you know.
And have you found some other ways to work on that in the meantime right now, to as far as how you've been able to try to at least get some type of balance in there, or at least overcome some of that stuff that you're going on in a quicker point that you can control right now?
Yeah, so adding more members to my team, you know, and being able to pay people. And sometimes mm-hmm. that's not in a monitor. Sometimes, I mean, it's not always in a monetary fashion. Sometimes people will be on your team for the benefit of learning, you know, what you're doing. So mm-hmm. the exchanges are really important. Every relationship, that there should be some type of exchange. And so when people join my team and come on board to help, I make sure that there's some type of exchange there. And doing that has been able to help free up some time, because I might not have to go show a house, or I might get help with, you know, making some phone calls or returning some emails. So, you know, stuff like that.
I love it. I love it. And me myself can take a page out of your book of actually, you know, inviting more people to come on my team to save time. And I can do some other, free me up to do some other things that I want to do personally, and especially for self-care. So I love that, Hakeem. So what we're going to do right now, I want to thank the guests for tuning in. We're going to take a quick break and come right back with my guest, Hakeem Tate.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the sjslawfirm.com.
Hello, this is Pamela Burkhead-Jones, Career Strategist, Certified Coach Consultant. I am super excited to tell you about my awesome new book, Handle with Care, 7 Essentials to Prepare, Pack, and Propel for a Career Transition. In this book, I share proven and brilliant methodology to move individuals who are ready for or considering a career change. No matter if you've been in position for 4 months or 40 years, the 7 Essentials will get you thinking and ready to prepare, pack, and prepare for your career change to a career you will enjoy with fulfillment and excitement. Pre-sales start Friday, February 5th, 2021. The book will be available March 2021, and you can begin ordering pre-sales right away. For more information, email me at proactivelifepbj@gmail.com or you can visit my website, liveproactively.com. More information will be coming soon. Thanks for hanging in there. Hakeem, so let's talk about Hakeem Tate, the author. Okay, now your books. Tell my listeners about your books.
So my books are children's books. It's the first books that I decided to write. The first book was called God Bless the Mother. The second book was The Twins' Adventures, Race with an Officer Friendly. The third book is The Twins' Adventures, Papa Never Let Us Down. And the fourth book, which is due to be released next month, is called The Twins' Adventures, A Day in the Park with Rocky the Doggy. So those are the four books. It's a series of books. The Twins' Adventures is the main series in the book. And they're all rhythmic, so they kind of got a nice flow to them, you know. And they all have positive messages. So it's not just a bunch of gibberish and, like, the person went out to walk the dog type of stuff. So these have really good messages, and they become really good teaching tools for children.
Awesome. Now, Hakeem, now the books, is it one character that we follow in all four books, or they're different characters? I know I heard the twins. So is it all different characters in books?
So the twins are the two main characters, and from book to book, you'll meet different people who play an important role in their lives. So the first book, of course, was about the twins and their mom and the sacrifices that she made for them, and how good of a mother she was, and the commitment and stuff that she made to them, and how well they did because she made this commitment. And the book is rhythmic, and it's awesome. As we approach Mother's Day next month, if you're not a mother and you know a mother, it's a perfect book to get her.
All right. Now, what was your reason for writing your books?
So I wanted to teach. I felt like I needed to jump on the other side of the scale. And what I mean by that is we have so much stuff in the media that has a negative, it has a negative stigma, so to speak. And I wanted to balance it the other way with a positive approach to literacy and a rhythmic way to teach kids, hey, this is what motherhood looks like. This is what it should be for young moms that may not have had a mother that wanted to, you know, that wanted to learn or know what it's supposed to actually be, in my opinion, because, you know, motherhood is different for every single person. But the natural positive nature of nurturing a child, that's the bulk of the book. And so that book, and then the next book, The Twins' Adventures, A Race with Officer Friendly, it talks about how the officer is personally invested in the community. He has a child that lives with the twins.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not live with the twins, but lives in the same neighborhood. So my purpose mm-hmm. of writing this book was to provide a message and provide a positive experience for children of color.
I love it. I love it. What group is it targeted, the reading area, audience?
So my main focus is on age 3 to 7. If these kids, mm-hmm. they absolutely love the book. They want to read it the second time and the third time. You may be sitting at their bed or, you know, on their carpet and reading it for probably 30 or 40 minutes in the night. They're going to ask you to read it twice. So that's the target audience. But I encourage new mothers to get the book and new fathers to get the books. And start reading it to them early so that way it becomes something that's set into these kids' minds at a very young age, and not just what they're watching on TV or what they're watching you watch on TV. So it's really important to take that time out to create that balance and information that children are getting.
And you know what I've learned throughout the year is that the age 7, that age group that you have the target audience for this book, is the most impressible age for a child. That's where they see and they learn and they start to develop their own thoughts and thinking. And matter of fact, I've actually talked with some about, we talk about core values and everything in another show that I had recently. And that's where people start really, really picking up. And some people may not know what their values are, but they pick up those values at those younger ages and they stay with them through life. And so that's really, really awesome that you're given these messages and you've targeted your age group for these books at that. So they can actually see and they can develop and they'll remember, because a lot of things you can go back, you always can go back to that age 5 to 7. And some of the things in your life you remember that, so that when you talk about your childhood, a lot of people go right back to that age. Yeah. Now you're doing a lot of things and you're making things happen. You got a busy, demanding job. What advice would you give listeners who desire to do something else and they're not quite ready to leave the job or unable to leave the job, but to go after what they love and desire and their aspirations right now while they're there? So what advice would you give them?
The first step I would say is you know, be good enough at that one thing first. You know, whatever it is that you're required to do, you know, to keep food on the table and to keep a roof over your head, you know. But outside of that, become a master of your own time. It's yours. You have 24 hours in that day, mm-hmm. you know. Become a master of it and be accountable to yourself for how you spend it, you know. If you find yourself spending 5 hours on social media looking at what everybody else is doing, you maybe should, you know, take a pause and become more accountable and spend those 5 hours in being productive versus looking at other people be productive or have fun or whatever it might be that, you know, you're watching on social media that got your attention. But yeah, just be accountable, you know, for your time and go for it. Like, take control of your time, master it, and go for it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Make that effort and start. Put that one foot in front of the other and go for it. Now, you know what? We talked about your books. I forgot to ask, where can we get these books? Listeners, everyone that wants a copy of your first three and the one that's coming out, where can we purchase them?
So you can purchase my books on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Target, Walmart, Kmart, almost everywhere that a book is sold, my books are there. And if you also wanted to go directly to my website, it's HakeemTate.com, HakeemTate.com. And links to different stories, links to cool music that's positive, links to the book you can click on and purchase it. You can find everything about Hakeem Tate on that website, and also links to purchase the book. So, you know, we're approaching Mother's Day. So I encourage everybody to get that book first, because it's the start of the series. And what's the point of having a series, one book in a series? You got to get all four, you know?
Now, what I'm going to ask you to do, Hakeem, now you're going to have to go down slowly of each book title, and, you know, so they can, the listeners can hear, which, what, you know, if they want to just go and search Amazon right after they hear the show, where can they, what's the name of the book? So go through each one of those books.
Okay, so the first book that we want to get right now, we got a few weeks, maybe 2 weeks before Mother's Day, is God Bless the Mother. Want to get that book. Then the second book is The Twins' Adventures, A Race with an Officer Friendly. Definitely want to get that book. Book number two. Book number three is The Twins' Adventures, Papa Never Let Us Down. Oh, my goodness. It's fun. Mm-hmm. Every father should read that book to their children. And the fourth book is The Twins' Adventures, A Day in the Park with Rocky the Doggy. You like dogs, or you have a dog, get the book, read it to your kids and the dog, because dogs need to be literate too. They like to learn. They like to watch TV, and now they like to read books.
Awesome, awesome. Do you have any other things that's coming out with the book, as books, as far as like, you know, maybe virtual readings, any party gear or anything that, you know, because of course they always have the little princess stuff for the girls. Do you have anything for the boys, or anything that you're thinking of that possibly that, you know, people can purchase?
Yeah, so the events that's coming up, I got invited to Bookchella. So if you heard of Coachella in California, Bookchella is going to be right here in the DMV area. So that's coming. That information is going to be on my my IG page, which is @sold_by_Tate, T-A-T-Y. That's my IG page. You can go on there, and all of the information that you need is going to be right on there. Tomorrow's World Book Day. Be giving out free books to kids, not just my book, but other books that are fun and enjoyable for kids. Books and Bikes is another event that's going to take place, and it's going to be on the bike trail over in Northeast in the Atkinson Park area. And a Race with Officer Friendly race competitions. I'm going to start doing those, so look out for those. And if your kid think they fast like Sonic or any other Flash person or superhero I am, they want to get in the race, because it's going to be prizes and it's going to be prizes, and it's going to be a real competition. So think your kid fast, or your kid think they fast, get ready for it, because those are the things that's coming.
All right. Now, as far as your real estate, if anybody wants to get in contact with you and that, how would they go about doing that? Do you have you send them to your website? How would they do that?
Yep. The link is also for real estate. The link is right there. Everything Hakeem Tate is right there on the link.
Okay.
Real estate, anything that you need to know or try to find out or contact about me, it's right there. HakeemTate.com, real estate, books, and if you need a business investor, I'm always looking to invest in new small businesses. Just reach
awesome.
Out and let's make things happen.
Awesome. Well, I thank you, Hakeem, for being my guest today. I really enjoyed the show. You're a bright young man. You're young, and you still got a lot ahead of you, and I know you have a lot more different ventures to go after, you know, not just stopping here, and I want you to keep going and keep doing what you're doing.
And I want to tell you, I thank you for having me and reading your book. I picked up a couple of jewels myself from that. So, that was amazing. So
awesome. Definitely
tell people
awesome.
To go get that, because learning every day is important. And I've learned so much from your book. So thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. So I'm going to tell my guests, you know, my listeners. So I'm going to tell my listeners, thanks for tuning in. Remember, we're here every Thursdays at 7 p.m. And if you can't catch it at 7 p.m., can always catch the replay. And if you'd like to reach out to me, you can contact me in several different ways. My website is liveproactively.com. I'm on Facebook as Pamela Burkett Jones, and Instagram as liveproactively. Thank you for tuning in.